welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, which is normally 3 out of 4 years, the final day of February, 28 February 2012. This year is, of course, a leap year day. Presidential primary day. Polls open until 7 o'clock here in Arizona. My name is Bill Buckmaster, and I am the host for the Buckmaster Show on KVOI, The Voice, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. And a big shout out to our friends in Globe listening to us on KJAA AM 1240. And in Douglas and Cochise County, it's KAPR AM 930. We live stream the show at my website, buckmastershow.com, and the station's website, kvoi.com. And we understand not everyone can listen to this program live, so lots of you are finding it much more convenient to sample the program by logging on to any of three venues for anytime listening. Anywhere in the world, you can listen at buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com. We're live Monday through Friday from noon to 1. We'll lead off the show with a conversation with one of the two Democrats who are challenging Democratic Congressman Raul Grijalva in the primary in the newly created Congressional District 3. David Crow is with me in studio. We'll talk to him in a few moments. 20 minutes past the hour, the Tuesday Moneymaker Report with Shelley Fishman, certified financial planner. 30 minutes past the hour, yesterday was the filing deadline for candidates in the special primary election in CD8. That primary is coming up April the 17th. Two of the Republican candidates who had announced didn't make it onto the ballot. We'll talk with one of them. And then we'll close out the show talking about the increasing litter issue around the Tucson area. Joan Lionetti, founder and head of Tucson Clean and Beautiful, will join me in studio. We encourage you to be part of the conversation. The Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. You can email questions at buckmastershow.com or submit them using the Buckmaster Show Facebook page. We welcome now engineer and businessman David Crow. He's officially in the race for the congressional seat held by Raul Grijalva. David Crow has no experience in politics, but he does have 16 years of experience running a small business in Tucson. He started an aerospace and defense consulting company. It's called Tucson Embedded Systems. He started that with three friends. They now have 100 employees and are doing very well. David, how are you? Thanks for being with us.
I'm very fine. Thank you for having me today.
Tell me a little bit about why you decided to get into politics.
You know, I started getting interested in politics watching and participating in the Gabby Giffords race in 2010. But the main reason I'm involved in politics is dealing with our current economy and jobs. I think that we need to have people experienced with creating and bringing jobs, high-paying jobs, to our state, to our district. And that's my background.
It's a huge task, isn't it, though, running against an incumbent like Raul Grijalva?
It's a huge task. But then again, it's a huge task running for a seat like this. So it's very important. It's a huge task creating a business and growing it with from $3,000 to over 100 employees. That was a huge task.
Well, David, you heard my interview last week with Congressman Raul Grijalva, and he was saying that you and the other candidate, the Democratic candidates, don't live in the district. What do you say to that?
Actually, I just read that. I listened to that. He actually said that we've never lived in the district, which I find is interesting since Yuma is an important part of this district. Maybe he forgets about that. But I was born in Yuma. I lived there for 14 years. I've lived in Sierra Vista, Phoenix, and Tucson. I've lived in many counties in the state, probably more than my other opponents. So I was born in the district. I work in this district. And I spend most of my time in this district.
You were a Republican, switched over to Democrat?
That's correct.
Yeah. Why was that?
The Republican Party has, I view they have moved and they're focused on many things, but not the creation of jobs. The Democratic Party has always championed the American worker. I want to be part of the Democratic Party that champions bringing jobs, American jobs, to our country, and I specifically to CD3.
You're very big in defense. You should be, because Tucson Embedded Systems, your company does business with Raytheon and other, with the Army and a few other defense contractors and suppliers, right?
Yes. Actually, we started our company as a commercial aerospace company. As we have lost a lot of that manufacturing to India, China, we've moved over to defense. I'm proud to say the U.S. Army is my biggest customer. Raytheon is extremely important to our city, and they're an important client. And then we're doing work for the U.S. Navy and Swedish Navy.
Tell me about your main issues of this campaign. But jobs, obviously, at the top, right?
Jobs. It's really, this campaign is about jobs. Our economy must start growing, must start bringing manufacturing back to the United States. I believe that's possible. I own a manufacturing firm. We actually are bringing work from China and fixing the quality and sending it back out. So I find no reason why Americans cannot compete across the board.
How about border and immigration issues?
Border and immigration is very important. My family in 1908 came from Jalisco, Mexico to this territory. I do believe in immigration. Immigration is reduced down to I need to have border security. Border security is something that is it's a job that's never done. Security is always addressed every year and improved. If you just say that immigration is border security, then you're kicking the can down. We need to address our visa system. We need to address guest worker programs. We need to address trade agreements with Mexico to promote American business in Mexico, to promote American jobs here in the United States. All of these have to do with immigration. It is not just border security. But my father was U.S. Customs. He worked on the border after he was a farmer. Border security is extremely important to me.
Talk a little bit about Rosemont Mine. It's a hot-button issue in the community. Where do you stand on it, David?
Rosemont Mine has become a hot-button issue. My family came to mine this in 1908 to Jerome as a mining family. Rosemont Mine is important for the jobs, but on the other hand, they must follow the EPA. I believe the EPA has a purpose. So I support Rosemont Mine as assuming that they meet and exceed every EPA requirement that they're asked to.
How about international affairs? And as you know, I've been asking all of the candidates what to do about the situation in the Middle East. What should the United States do if Israel takes action against Iran?
Israel is our ally. Israel is our friend. We support Israel if they do that. I will say that President Obama, and this should have been done 20 years ago, the sanctions to Iran that's causing this to come to a head right now is because through diplomacy he has the European Union now supporting our sanctions. When the United States sanctions a country and no one else supports it, even our strongest allies, it does nothing. We are applying a lot of pressure on Iran. Hopefully the diplomacy works. But on the other hand, we cannot allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon, and we have to protect and defend our allies like Israel.
Getting back to jobs, your top issue, how would you bring more jobs to the Tucson area?
You know, I think that we've lost jobs because we have lost sight on the use of small business. I think small business is competitive throughout the world. We need to come up with trade incentives, tax incentives, that bring American jobs back and grow our small business manufacturing base. To me, it's about small business. Small business can compete. Americans can compete. But we have to be able to stand up and make that happen.
We're speaking with engineer and businessman David Crow. He is the president and founder of Tucson Embedded Systems, and he is a candidate, a Democrat, who will be running against Congressman Raul Grijalva. There will be two challengers at this point to Congressman Grijalva. How do you see structuring this campaign, David? It's going to take money to get out there and get your name out there, and what else is it going to take? A lot of hard work, as I answer my own question. But how are you approaching this campaign?
Well, it's sad to say it takes a lot of money, and that's what I'm learning in the politics. But this is a get out the vote campaign. This is going to be getting people that are independents to participate in the primary as a Democrat, reaching out to people that just want to bring a better life in this district. CD3, I think, has one of the highest unemployment rates out of the state. And after 10 years of Raul, that's unacceptable. People need better opportunities. We need strong manufacturing growing in CD3, not leaving. So to me, it's reaching out to those independents, and it's a lot of walking.
CD7, the old CD7, pretty much the lines are pretty much the same with the new CD3.
It's pretty much the same. I believe that there are some Republican areas around I-8 that have been carved out that are not part of CD3, but it is pretty much the same.
As far as Raul Grijalva and the boycott, was that one of the reasons why you wanted to challenge him?
The
SB 1070 boycott?
You know, SB 1070 was an embarrassment and is an embarrassment for our state. Luckily, we're continuing to fight that in the federal courts. But the boycott was ill-conceived. Even Raul Grijalva has said that was a mistake. I will challenge you to tell me what industry allows that kind of a mistake. If I worked for a company and I made a mistake like that and destroyed your most important product like tourism, I wouldn't have a job. Politics must be the only industry that we come in and say, well, we accept that mistake. I don't accept that mistake. And everyone that lost their job shouldn't accept that mistake.
Taxes and health care?
Healthcare is extremely important. I would probably be the only one running that actually has to negotiate and pay for the healthcare plan for my employees. I'm proud to do that. But I will tell you that healthcare was broken 10 years ago. Healthcare has always been one of our biggest cost drivers on increase. We need to solve healthcare. So President Obama trying to solve healthcare and attacking it, I appreciate, and I think we need to continue to improve it. I wish that they would have brought in more small business people that have to negotiate health care, more retired people that have to live with health care, and got their input.
Speaking with David Crow, it's been a pleasure, and good luck to you. We'll be talking as the campaign unfolds. President and CEO of Tucson Embedded Systems, Democratic candidate running against Raul Grijalva. Where can people find out? Do you have a website up yet?
I do. It's www.davidcrowaz.com.
That's C-R-O-W-E.
Yes.
Yeah. .com.
AZ.com.
AZ.com. David, good luck. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
David Crow with us on the Buckmaster Show. We have Shelley Fishman coming up next with the Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Stay with us. Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for bio development. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of healthcare in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
There are times when you save, and there are times when you
save big.
Whoa. Take vehicle loans, for instance. Any time of the year, Pyramid Federal Credit Union can help you save with lower rates. But now, for a limited time, we're helping you
save big.
That means rates as low as 4.5% APR when you buy or refinance a vehicle loan. plus terms up to 60 months, whether it's new or used. You won't just save. You'll
save big.
That never gets old. Stop by any Pyramid Federal Credit Union or visit us at pyramidfcu.com to learn more. That's 4.5% APR vehicle loans for a limited time. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options.
That's huge.
Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Learn more at pyramidfcu.com. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And it's time to welcome certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. And since Shelley is on the Buckmaster Show live line from Phoenix, where he is at an investors advisors meeting, I cannot judge the Shelley Fishman smile index, whether he's got a smile on his face. He should, because I think we flirt with 13,000, Shelley?
We flirted with it. We walked past it, and now we are walking behind it a little bit. Good morning.
Good morning. Do you have a smile on your face?
Sort of. It's kind of a wry smile. We keep bouncing off that 13,000 mark, but I think one of these days we'll close above it.
Hey, Shelley, why is this so important? Is this just a psychological thing to hit that 13,000 and go through it?
You know, I think it is. I don't think the market's reacting to the level. I think the market is reacting to some of the uncertainty, especially in Europe, and just, you know, the climate, which is... You know, we're up in some indexes 8% for the year, other indexes 6% for the year. It's not possible to continue that day after day after day. The nice thing is, even on days that we're opening lower, we seem to be closing a little bit higher. So we're maintaining this, I'll call it, elevated level for the year. And at some point, you know, markets will have taken their breath and their pause, and we'll just continue on. Again, I think this is going to be a very volatile year, just as last year was. I'm not sure we're going to end the year a lot higher than we are today, maybe just a little bit higher.
But, Shelley, we are 2 months into the year, and we have not seen, thank goodness, the volatility on the Dow that we saw that characterized 2011 on the Dow. And what is your theory on that?
Well, I think that corporate profits, for one thing, came in consistently good through most of 2011. We're seeing indications from companies that they're going to be on or near their quarterly targets again. And so also there's some fatigue about all of this European stuff. So we're just bored with Greece by this time. And instead of just reacting on a day-to-day basis, I think the market's got some of that danger built in right now into the price. And we're, you know, absent a cataclysmic event, we're just going to move ahead based largely, I think, on what's happening in this country.
Are these escalating oil prices going to put the brakes on this recovery?
They very well. Sorry, I was doing what I so often do, Bill. I was anticipating your question. I shouldn't have done that. I think they could put the brakes on the upward pace of the market. Not necessarily the upward pace of the recovery. We can withstand very high gasoline prices right now, largely because demand is down. So while it could slow things down a little bit, I think we're past the point, well past the point, of thinking about either a double dip or a massive slowdown. Most economists now are revising their forecasts to show a higher rate of growth for the balance of 2012 than they had forecasted in December.
What are you advising your clients? I assume you're doing some advising today up in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm advising my clients is what I've been advising my clients. There's still some caution about headwinds. There's still some volatility to come. If you're just getting back into the markets, I think the best way to get back in is with fixed income, overweighted massively against equities. I think when you're getting into equities, it's got to be very high-quality, dividend-paying equities. But I'm bringing clients back into the market now in a very conservative way. I'm continuing to be conservative. I know it's beginning to sound kind of redundant and boring, but it's having above-market returns and, quite frankly, with less volatility.
A lot of money has been parked, Shelley, on the sidelines, and a lot of people in cash. What are you? What kind of instruments are you advising these people as they now migrate back into the to some of these products?
Well, there's several ways to get back in and remain very safe and earn returns well in excess of what you'd get in a bank, for instance, or even in a credit union. And some of those things are funds that are fixed income bond funds that have low volatility and are in some ways negatively correlated to stuff that we think is going to do badly once interest rates start going up. So, you know, that brings you to things like real estate investment trusts. It brings you to medium duration and short duration bond funds. It brings you to even some products like step bonds, bonds that get issued at an A or better rating, have a 5% or 4.5% coupon rate. And if they stay in the market, that is, if they don't get called, that coupon rate actually goes up over the period of maturity of the bond. So they've got some inflation protection built in. So you can get a lot of safety and still be earning 4%, 5%, and 6%.
And you've done incredibly well over the last few years for your client, Shelley Fishman. What's your average again?
Oh, God, for the conservative portfolios last year was, you know, in double digits. It was 10, 12, in some cases 16 or 18%.
Well, that's got to bring...
But I don't promise that. No. I mean, you just can't promise returns like that from fixed income portfolios.
But that's got to bring smiles to the face of the investors when they're getting that kind of return. When you look like when you look at some of these other returns, money in a bank is what, less than 1% or a lot less than that. Even.
Right. Oh, I'm not complaining. and either are most of my clients. But the expectation that kind of market performance will continue needs to be really discussed clearly and carefully with the client, because if you start building expectations that portfolios that would normally deliver 4 and 5% are going to continue to deliver 15, then you've really not served the client well.
Shelley Fishman is with us, certified financial planner. And Shelley, I like the venue. It's a good venue for you. Pyramid Federal Credit Union doing very well. A lot of good local people, and that's kind of your home base, isn't it?
It is. We have 5 branches now, and I kind of float between them or among them. And I love the people. I love the whole idea of credit unions. And I like the size of Pyramid because it's not too large, and it has a member-oriented culture that is just wonderful. And now more and more we're also doing a lot of community service activities. And each of the colleagues, each of my co-employees in the credit union are all committed to doing something within the community, and I just love it. It's great.
Shelley Fishman, you're a good team player doing good things for the community there at Pyramid Federal Credit, your home base. And where can folks get a hold of you, Shelley?
795-7950 is the best way to reach me by phone, or www.shelleyfishman.com, and just hit the contact me button, and I return those calls or emails, you know, pretty much within an hour or two.
Yeah, you really do. You monitor your email very well. And Shelley, I hope you have a safe trip back to Tucson, and I hope it's a very productive week for you. Thank you very much for being with us, Shelley.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great week.
Thank you very much. Shelley Fishman on the Tuesday Moneymaker Report here on the Buckmaster Show.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities and insurance products offered through LPL Financial and its affiliates. Member FINRA. Pyramid Federal Credit Union is not a registered broker-dealer, nor is it affiliated with LP Financial.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Yesterday morning, shooting at a high school near Cleveland has now claimed three lives. Officials at a Cleveland hospital say a student who had been in critical condition died earlier today. A new Pentagon report reveals that partial remains of some 9/11 victims were sent to a landfill after they could not be identified. Syrian rebels have been able to get a British photographer safely out of the country. The photographer had been trapped for days in the opposition stronghold of Homs, which has been under fierce government shelling. Paul Conroy is now in Lebanon. Helicopters have been carrying food and flashlights to the more than 1,000 passengers and crew members stuck aboard a disabled cruise ship in the Indian Ocean. On Wall Street, the Dow up about 2 points. More details at srnnews.com.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already, two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Ever notice how much time you spend just getting where you want to go? Travel hassles, long drives, expensive parking can all ruin your trip and create a miserable experience. Tucson International Airport has the answer. With close, easy parking, quick check-in, a short walk to your gate, and airport amenities that make traveling stress-free and enjoyable. With nonstop destinations and connections around the world, for business or for pleasure, fly TucsonAirport.com. It's the way to go.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Edition. It is the Tuesday edition, and support for the Buckmaster Show comes in part from our friends at Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. You can find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. 12:34 on the Buckmaster Show, and the ballot for the special election due complete Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords' term is now set. It will consist of 4 Republicans, 1 Democrat, and 1 Green Party candidate. To make it to the ballot, Republican candidates needed 782 signatures, Democrats 671, and a Green Party candidate, guess what? They only needed 5 signatures to make it to the ballot. And so there will be a Green Party candidate in addition to Democrat Ron Barber, and then the four Republican candidates, State Senator Frank Antonori, Dave Sitton, sports broadcaster and businessman, Jesse Kelly, project manager in his family's construction business, and Colonel Martha McSally, retired Air Force combat pilot. The two Republicans who had announced their intentions to run and file with the Federal Election Commission didn't make the ballot. John Lervold, we talked to John on the Buckmaster Show Live Line, I think it was last week. He's an interrogation instructor down at Fort Huachuca. And Mark Kozanimi, who works at Pima County in the procurement department, both Mark and John came up short. And with me in studio is Mark Kozanimi. Did I get it? Am I close on the pronunciation?
You're close. Pronounce. We just need another K in there. So Kozanimi.
Kozanimi.
You've got it now.
Well, what happened? I mean, I'm sorry for you. You didn't make the ballot because I know you wanted to make it real in a bad way. But how would you characterize what went on?
Well, I think we came up probably just a day late on this. We were very close to getting the minimum required. We had a couple little handoff issues yesterday. I think yesterday the weather was emblematic of what happened to us. The wind was blowing around. And
it was a nasty day.
And you're trying to
that
imagine
windy, dusty day. Those are not my favorite days here.
Imagine you're trying to sweep up the front porch and the leaves are blowing around. And that's what was happening to us yesterday. Every time we got something in the bag, the leaves would blow around. You'd have to chase them a little further to get them where you wanted to. But we were literally only hours away from getting our materials to Phoenix and unfortunately weren't able to do that in time.
But you really were committed to this thing. You wanted to get
absolutely.
Into it. And are you now looking forward to the fall?
We are looking forward to the fall. We're not looking forward to the extended edition of it, but because one of the attractions of this special election was the short durations of each of the periods. Because I think for voters in this part of the state, there's certainly going to be a possibility of some fatigue. We're starting the election season very early here because of the special election, and we are going to ride it all the way through to the end of the year, obviously, with the various special primary, special general, the regular primary, and the regular general. And, candidates will be campaigning again before we even know who our final person is to fill the remainder of the term.
We're speaking with Mark Kozanimi.
Kozanimi. Correct.
And he is with the design and construction division at the Pima County Procurement Department.
Correct.
So you deal with a lot of small businesses.
We do. We deal in design and construction with a lot of like the roads projects, the flood control facilities, the park system, and essentially deal with those contractors who are looking to submit bids for work or qualify themselves as consultants for various jobs. So it is an exciting thing.
You talk to a lot of small business people when you were thinking about running, and what are they saying about the economy, and what would they like to see the federal government do? Perhaps not get in the way?
A lot of them have that attitude. Last week I was fortunate enough to speak to a gathering of about 30 businesses here locally, ranging from all sizes to some of the large ones that we all know to sole proprietorships. And I asked them two questions. I gave each of the people in the room a small post-it note sticky and said, on top of it, write the first time you added a net new job to your business, not just, you know, Bill's retired and we're going to replace him, but actually added a new individual, a new neighbor was hired. And then what is it you want to see from your federal representative to help you get an environment, an economic environment that will help you continue to grow? And interestingly enough, and I told him before we started, I said, I think you're going to be surprised by the results, despite all the bad news that we hear. And at the end, the count was that as many companies had added a new job in the last 2 months, so the start of this year, as had in the last 5 years. So it was, you could see if you looked 5 years back and followed which company said the last time they had added a net new job, you could see the growth that was occurring in our region right here. And that was very exciting for everybody. You know, what can the federal government, what can your federal representative do to help with that? Certainly there was mentions of, well, you know, we need to do some negotiating with agencies like the EPA. You know, look at certain regulations, maybe some of the redundancy of regulations. There were some folks who were interested in what might be done specifically to help their industry in the terms of tax credits or tax breaks to people who frequent their industry. So whether it's the medical field or something, you know, certain medical devices, they were looking for support tax breaks or tax credits for those types of items. And yes, we had a lot of folks who said, listen, we just need them to make sure they don't come in with burdensome regulation and kind of stay out of the way. And for a lot of the sole proprietorships, they're fortunate they have a smaller, you know, obviously their sole proprietorship. They don't have as much of some of the big regulations they have to attend to, but in some cases they still do have to manage around those.
Well, I think that's good news to hear that we've got some small businesses that are fairly, well, they've got to be encouraged about the economy to actually add some people.
Exactly.
Going forward.
Exactly.
What got you, looking at your background here, I guess the last time that you ran for any kind of political office was a senior class president at Canyon del Oro High School in 1982. Did you win?
I did.
Oh.
I won, and I'd won 4 years earlier as freshman class president, and
okay.
I can go back and back. So, yeah, I was working with some of my volunteers that are close friends of mine in the community, and one of them came up and said, where have you been the last 15 or 20 years? We knew this day was coming. Why? What took you so long? So.
Well, what was the issue that really got you off the couch and decided, well, I'm actually going to get into this thing?
It was really just looking that nothing was happening, that things had kind of ground to a halt, you know. And so I think as a number of the candidates have decided, it's time to step up and see what we can do to help break some of this gridlock. I've got two small children. My daughter says she's not that small anymore, but, you know, nonetheless, that I wanted to see them have the same opportunities that I had growing up with a safe, stable, secure America. And it starts with what we can get done as individuals and get groups to do and the government to support. So that was the motivation for me. Let's get to work and make sure people get to work. I was disappointed, frankly, a few weeks back when I heard the Speaker of the House make a comment in an interview that, I've got a really tough job. It's a really tough system to work with because I got to get hundreds of people to agree on something, and it was designed not to work. And I almost fell off my chair because your job is to make it work. And the last time we had a system that didn't work, it was the Articles Confederation, and we threw it out and put in this Constitution and form a government that has worked for the last 200 years. So
I think the public is really they're very frustrated that our lawmakers can't seem to get it together when it comes to budgeting. I mean, you work on budgets every day, don't you?
Yeah,
you're kind of a numbers guy, and projects have to come in.
We need
on time and
on
within
time,
budget,
on budget,
right?
Or else you've got a bunch of angry voters out there. Certainly when we're dealing with bond issues and everything else, making the promises and keeping the promises to the community to make sure that work gets done.
And you're not alone. I mean, other folks across the country are working in those kinds of jobs, and they're wondering why in the world can't the people that we elect to Washington, why can't they get their act together?
Exactly. And they say they agree on maybe 80 or 90% of it. Well, let's move that 80 or 90% of it forward. So
where do you go from here now with your campaign?
Well, obviously, we aren't participating in the CD8 race any longer as a candidate. But obviously, we have the CD2 race coming up for the next regularly scheduled primary and general election. And we look forward to continuing the discussion with Southeastern Arizona and make it across the line to get on the ballot and do that. And if I could just take one moment to give a shout out to DC and all the folks out at CPB, that's the Border Protection folks, and certainly thanks to all those who have worn the uniform of the United States and all those currently serving in those capacities. Appreciate it.
Do you have a website?
Currently, we do have a website. It is www.koskinemi, KOSKINIEMI, the number 4AZ8.com. So we will be converting that to the new one for the new election. So keep your eye on that site, and we'll tell you where to go from there.
Mark, good luck. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right. Coming up now on 12:45 on the Buckmaster Show, are you a little bit tired of all this litter on our side streets, main streets, medians, wherever? We'll talk about it next on Buckmaster. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable area rugs looking like new with Tucson's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration services. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Karimi Oriental Rugs appraises and purchases quality rugs and offers a vast selection of hand-woven rugs from around the world. Be sure to stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at Fort Lowell and Dodge or on the web at KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded in 1930 by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn still sets the standard for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. The Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. The Arizona Inn has again been named one of the best 500 hotels on earth by Travel and Leisure magazine, the only hotel in Tucson to receive this top honor. And the Inn is proud of its AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson at 2200 East Elm and on the web at arizonainn.com. Well, 49 on the Buckmaster Show, and I am Bill Buckmaster on KVOI AM 1030, known as The Voice, and The Voice Network, our stations in Douglas and in Globe, 790-2040, 790-2040. If you join me in saying enough is enough when it comes to litter, we'd love to hear from you, or if you don't mind it, you can call us as well. But if you've had it up to here with litter on the streets of Tucson and Pima County, you are not alone. Many believe the area is turning into Well, one big garbage dump. Joining me on the Buckmaster Show is Joan Lionetti, founder and executive director of Tucson Clean and Beautiful. Tucson Clean and Beautiful is a nonprofit organization incorporated in 1985 as the flagship for community-based environmental volunteer efforts in the Tucson metro area. It's a program that has grown now to address recycling and waste reduction, urban forestry, land stewardship, and beautification. Joan, good to see you.
Good to see you, Bill.
You've been around a while, and as have I in Tucson. I don't think I've ever seen the litter situation this bad.
No, I've never seen it this bad. In fact, I was looking through some files, and in the late 90s, it was pretty bad. And I sent a letter to the governor at that time and to all our legislators that our vegetation and cleanup along the highways was just atrocious, especially in a state that is so targeted for tourism.
Yeah, I mean, I posted on my Buckmaster Show Facebook page just promoting the fact that you would be with me on the show today, and a gentleman emailed me or Facebooked back saying, well, it's not really that bad here in Tucson. He had some out-of-town visitors, I guess, from somewhere else, and they thought it was worse where they lived. Well, I don't know where that
– I don't know where they live unless it's
– I'm not sure where that might –
I don't know.
But actually, with visitors, a lot of times people will try to avoid certain areas and take them down.
Well, we do. I mean, I'm sure when you have visitors, you know, I'm thinking, oh, they're coming in during the day. Which way is clean this week? And you know, as I mentioned in the late 90s, we were having this same situation. It seems like every 10 or 12 years, we just get into a situation again. We get lax. We don't pay attention. We cut funds. And I think that this is the worst that I have seen in 25 years.
The garbage trucks aren't helping. I know the garbage and waste sanitation workers, they do a great job, but stuff does fly around off the trucks.
I'm not sure that is really as significant.
Okay. In the paper.
I don't know if I would point at
naked
that.
Naked garbage is a yucky thing to see, and it's really smelly too. Well, you're saying it's not really that big an issue.
I don't think it's that big an issue with the garbage trucks at all. I think it's human beings riding and walking and just tossing and not caring. And we see congregation of litter all around fast food places.
Joan, slip on your headset there because we're going to go now to the Buckmaster Show live line, and I want you to be able to here. Are we going to go to David first? Yeah, we'll go to David first on the Buckmaster Show live line. Go ahead, David.
Well, I was just pointing out it's a real problem. I live in Picture Rocks, and people just put trash. They would just pile up all their household trash in the back of their pickup truck and just go out in the state trust land, just dump in this beautiful area. It's a beautiful snoring desert, and they just dump their trash out there. And so I reported it to all various agencies, and they eventually had to close these areas to vehicles to get it stopped.
So you're saying, David, that people would actually take a truckload of their trash.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe they'd been cleaning out the garage.
Yeah.
And they literally just found a spot out in the state trust land. We'll just dump it here.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I think Pima County, a number of years ago, they have an enforcement officer that goes out where these wild – I don't like to call them the wildcat dumps. I like to call them sun devil dumps instead of wildcat here. In any event, we have them going out and doing inspections, and if you can find any type of identification, then these people are contacted and forced to go and clean up these wildcat dumps that continually go on in our areas. And they are required legally. If you see a truck that does not have a cover on it, legally they have to cover their loads. We all do, not just the city and the private haulers.
So should you just get a license number and report that?
Yes.
All right. On the Buckmaster Show Liveline, we are going to go now to Lauren is up next with us and wants to talk about litter and graffiti. Go ahead, Lauren.
Good afternoon, Bill. Thank you so much for your show. Geez, I wish this was a two-hour show. That would really help. I'm sure there's not enough time for all this. I have to agree wholeheartedly that we have a litter issue. You know, I've been a resident here since 1959. I'm getting a little old now. You know, there are indicators that point to me to the direction that we have a human attitude problem. People seem to have either lack of attitude or a very, very poor attitude. They just simply intend to throw their objects of litter. And in my case, I see it when I come home at night. The bags from the fast food restaurants are right down the center of the street.
Yeah, that's a big offender.
It's intentional, and I don't understand the attitude. I really don't. And it kind of goes hand in hand with graffiti. I believe we have a graffiti epidemic in Tucson right now.
Okay.
I think you're absolutely right.
Thank you, Lauren. Go ahead, Joan.
I'd also like to say that the city manager's office has a committee with all the directors of the departments for the city, and we're looking at every aspect of this. I happen to be on the committee as well to coordinate any kind of community involvement and community issues. And so we are working. I think we have let it get so far ahead of us, though, that we are in chaos trying to get control of it. And if we as a city government are not being responsible, we can't expect our citizens to be responsible. I mean, when we see litter in our medians and trash and our vegetation not taken care of, it gives a message. That
sure
it doesn't
does.
Matter. I mean, we've got to reinforce our community pride and recognize people who are taking care of our land stewardship in our community. This is a unique desert.
It is. I agree with you. How about Steve now on the Buckmaster Show live line talking about trash around the city? Steve, go ahead.
Yes. Thank you. I would like to take issue with the lady guest as far as the trash trucks. I personally watched a City of Tucson recycling truck pick up a blue container, dump it back on the street, not in the truck, and just drive off.
Oh, boy, that's
so
terrible.
And I called, and I called the city, and I mean, of course, they said, well, yeah, we'll tell to the supervisor, but, you know, the person didn't even stop. He just dumped it in the street.
Oh, boy.
Right. I'm sure, yes, I'm not saying that we're perfect or the city is perfect, but I do know that there is a conscientious effort on the part of the department to reinforce responsibility with the drivers.
And don't throw cigarette butts, please.
Yeah,
I see it all the time. And we just had someone who put that up on my screen here. What about cigarette butts and other trash thrown out of cars they didn't want to go on the air? Well, it's a good point. I mean, please don't do it. It's crazy. We're having a dry winter, and, you know, it's fire season coming up. I want to quickly get next time, Joan, I'm going to have to give you a half an hour, I guess, here with all this interest. How about the Adopt a Street program?
The Adopt a Street gives our citizens, every age group, every segment of the community, an opportunity to get together as a group and adopt a public area, whether it be a schoolyard, whether it be a roadway, whether it be your own street, to take care of it on an ongoing basis with accountability, because you're required to report to us twice a month after you have done cleanups. And we supply the tools, we supply the bags, and we also have a recognition sign that we put up after you have been on probation, so to speak, for 6 months, and we know you're committed to taking on the responsibility ongoing.
254 Adopt a Park and a Public Areas projects so far. Where can people find out more about Tucson Clean and Beautiful?
They can call 791-3109 or TucsonCleanAndBeautiful.org.
Joan Lionetti, you do a great job, 25 years and counting, actually going up in 26. Good job.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks
you
a lot.
Too.
Thank you very much. The Buckmaster Show is brought to you. I'll spend a half an hour with you the next time, I promise. Buckmaster Show brought to you in part by Flowers, Rieger & Associates Certified Public Accountants, 2919 East Broadway, and on the web at Flowers Rieger. That's RIEGER.com. Check them out if you need a CPA. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday. We'll be back with you on Wednesday, and I hope you have a great afternoon.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas, and 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.